Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the kasha of the Beis Yankif about Gemara and Ksubis and Daf Tes Amud Aleph Har Pesach Matzoh Masasei Nema Loisur Olav Kedushavi Nafshei Chatichat Yisura. So if that's true, then we asked why is it that a motzi shemra has to separate from the woman? In other words, he has to marry a woman. The guy says that lo motzi lebitcha besulim, and he divorces her. So if he's Yisrael, he has to take her back. And if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to take her back because he divorced her and he gets Malkus. Because he divorced her. Wait a second. Motzi Shemra says, I didn't find Besulin in your daughter. And he brings Adam that she was Mizane. And the father brings Adam, who were Mazim, who busted the Adam of the Baal. As the Rambam says in Naira Basula 3:6. So if that's true, even though there's Hazama, the Adam of the Baal, that she was Mizane, but she's still Asura to him, because he said Pesach Basuach, Shavi Anafshi Chatichat Yisura. So he has to divorce her. So why does he get Malchus for divorcing her? And why, if he doesn't divorce her, does he have to stay with her? She's Asura to him. He says Shavi Anafshi, 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 made her Asura. So basically, the teretz we gave in the previous shiur, with the teretz to the Beis Yankif, was that he's only Naaman in this Chetichat Yisur legabe himself, but not legabe her. She has no Isser in being with him. So legabe her, we assume that she wasn't Mizane. And therefore, since mitzad her, he has to keep her. Mitzad him, he has an essay derech alois to say. Because he has an essay to keep her, to marry her, and that's derech alois to say that he says that as far as she's concerned, that he says that she cheated on him. He's not allowed to be with her. But it doesn't matter because he's the essay to keep her. So the essay is Doichel Alaysesay. But the Gavi Dida, so therefore mitzad him, he has to stay with her. Or he has to take her back. And the Gavi Dida, she has no Isser to be with him. Because we don't believe that she was Mizane. So Mimela, he can stay with her. He should stay with her. And if he divorces her, he gets Malchus. Because the Gabe him, we have Esse Dechalais to say. And the Gabe her, there's no Isser at all. So his Vavosi Elisha's Deuche is Isser that he makes on himself. And vis-a-vis her, no Isser at all. So that's the Tamtzis HaTeretz. Yes, the Kasha and that Teretz. That is an Isser of Mashve. In other words, a person makes himself a Chetz of the Isura. He's making himself a... making himself Aser. He's making himself a Chetichat Yisura to Aser others. He has the bialis to do so. So Memela, as far as she's concerned, he's Aser. As far as she's concerned, this is an Aser relationship. Because he made himself Aser to her. Because we see Mashve Anavshe Chetichat Yisura. So we saw in the Nehmanus of a person, Schadish Tarti, Ne'emanus al atzma like a dos baldin, shavi nafshi chatichat yisura. He's believed about himself to make something usher. And he's also ne'eman to make himself usher on other people. So that was our kasha on the Beis Yaakov. Al kol panim, and we suggested that maybe the din of Shavi that he's ne'eman lesser atzma l'acherim is only somebody who doesn't know themselves, but she knows herself she wasn't unfaithful, and therefore there's no iser. She says lo nivala. Al kol panim, that was the first teretz, and that was what we discussed at length in the previous year. And now, Megayit Vayter. The Beis Yaakov gives another teretz, based on what he writes over there, to explain that Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzah Sinemar Lo Yisra Alav, even though he's Meshubah to her, like we spoke about in an earlier shir, how is he allowed to answer himself to his Meshubah to her? And there's no din of Shavi Anafshei Chatichat Yisur. You don't have the right to make yourself Aser if there's a Shibud. And he's Meshubah to her. So our mahalach to answer that in an earlier shir was that the dvarav, he's not meshubater. You only can't make yourself for the dvarav, you're meshubat. But if the dvarav, you're not meshubat, then there's no shav, then there's no problem. Akoponim, Beis Yaakov says that someone says pesul al tzatzin emer loisel, even though he's meshubat, and there's no din of shav, and afshe chatecha d'yisurim is meshubat, it's because biyadu legarsha. He can be mafkia the shibud by being megarisher. And therefore, his shibud isn't mafkia's ne'amanus. So Dafka, when she says to me, Ani l'cha the run right, she's not ne'amanus l'shavei nafshe chatichat yisura, because she's meshua bedis to him. Because ain't biyada lafkia shiabuda. She can't be mafkia her shibud. But he could be mafkia his shibud, and therefore we believe in shavei nafshe chatichat yisura. And according to that, he writes that mehai taimi, there's no din of shavi nafshi chatichat yisur l'gabi motzi shema. Why? The kasha was, what about shavi nafshi chatichat yisur? The answer is, no. He's chayv l'kaima. He's not allowed to divorce her. The only reason normally you can be shavi nafshi chatichat yisur is because he can be mafkia the shibud by divorcing her. But here by motzi shema, he doesn't have the option of divorcing her. So he doesn't have the option of divorcing her. Mimela, the din is that he's meshubit. And since he's meshubit, he can't be mashrin abishavin afshechatichad yisur. He can't make himself usher by saying that she was unfaithful in their usher to each other. Nehem said, do meshubit lo velo mahani chatichad yisur. Can't be mafkia his shibud. Can't be mafkia the shibud. And therefore, by motzi shemra, we don't believe him. Now, by motzi shemra, he has to keep her. By motzi shemra, we don't believe when he has to keep her. Eyes because he can't be mafkia the shibud. Frektim abusha yomtif in chelik aleph evan ezer simin chof. That the shibud of losia liisha lo ramia leil mishashu who's moedav. The shibud of that he has to keep her only in the incumbent upon him from the time that his edim that she was mizane are busted when they're muzam. While kopanim mishashu hevi lebeis din as edav shizinsa. Aba koidim lachain mishashu amr shalei matzala besulin. A dying ain bo parshis motzi shemra. But beforehand, when he said that he didn't find besulin, there's no parsha motzi shemra yet. He didn't bring the edim didn't yet come to be mezim his edim. So he doesn't yet have the parsha of motzi shemra. No shibud has been chal as of yet. Shibud is only after he has a din of motzi shemra. So already before the shibud was chal, she already became asur to him. In other words, when was he mashvei shav and afshei chatichat yisur? Before his eidim were busted. And at that time he had the right to asur. There's no shibud yet. So the yisur was already chal before the shibud. So that's the kasha of the Malbusha Yomtif. The Beis Yankiv wanted to say that there's no shavi nafshi chaticha di yisur because he's mishibutur, he's not allowed to divorce her. But this that he's only not allowed to divorce her is only after his eidim were busted. But before his eidim were busted, he already said that she's asura to me. Before his eidim became eidim zoni, ready, she's asura to me. Ready, with shavi nafshi chaticha di yisur. So how's the shibud mafkia the yisur that was already chal? Azoyat kefrek to mabusha yantif. So it says Morenu v'Rabenu Mor Einenu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. The Rambam in the 18th parak of Surei Bia in the 9th halacha writes that an Eishes Koyen who says Lebaila Ne'anasti. She says to her husband, I was raped. Even though she's Muteris Labaila, she's not believed. She's a sewer, the kol coin sheboila macha shiyamas bala, but she's a sewer to every other coin. Why? Because she admits she's a zayna. She asked herself. She becomes a chaticha di sura. For her husband, she's not believed she's a Moshe, but that's to her husband. But as far as other koanim afterwards, she's a sewer to them. So see there in the Raivid, as the Mishnah Melech understands him, who's masig, that wait a second, what she said wasn't miskabel lesser atzma al baila. We don't believe what she says vis-a-vis her husband. So we also shouldn't believe her vis-a-vis other men. So why do we believe her vis-a-vis other kohanim? So it would appear that there's a distinction between Eidus Midin Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisura between Eidus and the Din of Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. That by Eidus it's only Toli B'Shas HaGodos HaEidus. And it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. That if they're kosher b'shas haggadah and they're puzzle afterwards, their haggadah is not going to be puzzle. And if they're puzzle b'shas haggadah, it doesn't matter that they're kosher afterwards. That's by Eidus. Eidus is only what matters is b'shas ha'edus. It would appear it's not totally b'shas ha'amira. At every second, the Isser is chal. Because now there's a shavi anafshe. And therefore, the din can change in the future. When it comes to Eidus, what's koyved is the shas ha'amira se'edus. But when it comes to shavi anafshe chetich di'isura, at every second, it's subject to change. Obamas is a chiluk b'loshim in edus lani chaticha disur. Loshim were in the Rishon of Shabi and Nafshi chaticha disur. In other words, he made himself chaticha disur. But this we don't find loshim of asiya, miris edus, hagodas edus, and the chiluk l'shon is lo davareik. It's because there's a fundamental chiluk between Shabi and Nafshi and edus. Shabi and Nafshi is he's making himself. It's an asiya. It's a constantly new asiya. Whereas when it comes to Haggadah, it's not, it's one time Amir, one time Haggadah's Eidus, v'zeo. Ulfi zeh, miyushavim heitev devrei HaRambam. The Rambam says that an Eishes Kohen, he says to her husband, Anasti, she's muteris l'baila, but she's asura l'chol kohen sheba'oila, macha sheyamuz baila. She admitted that she was a Zayna. Ah, you should not believe vis-a-vis her husband. We rejected what she said at court about her husband. So why should we believe what she said? Why don't we reject what she said about other Kohanim? As Lafia Amul, Mityashvim Hetev Devrei Rambam. Sheomnam, Kshamrat Tmeya Nilecha, Lo Haita Ne'emenet. כיוון שהיא משועבדת לבעלה, ואף על שאר הכהנים לא נאסרה. שכיוון שאינה נאמנת לאסור עצמה על בעלה, הותרה גם לשאר כל הכהנים. And when she said, I'm tmeya to you, she wasn't believed because she's משועבדת to her husband. And the truth is that she wasn't asura to the other kohanim either. She's not nemenis. Now it's gevaldik. When her husband dies, now she's asur to other kohanim. Because remember we said about shavin avshichatichat yisur, it's subject to change. So when she was shavin avshichatichat yisur vis-a-vis her husband, enachinami, we didn't believe her vis-a-vis the other kohanim either. Now that her husband dies, now we can go back and believe her. Because now she's not mishuabedis to anybody anymore. So that's a super duper pshat in the Rambam. What did the Beis Yankif say? The Beis Yankif said that there's no shav in Ashrich Tichat Yisroel that got me Motzi Shemra because he's Meshuvah. So he can't make Tichat Yisroel when he's Meshuvah. He can't be Mafkiya the Shibud. Normally, you can make yourself a Tichat Yisroel because Biyad Olegarsha. But here by Motzi Shemra is not Biyad Olegarsha. Frektum Abushe Yamtif Ma Pitom. Even before the before any shibud was chal, before any shibud was chal, he already answered her to him. Before his eidim were busted, he already answered her. So how can the shibud come and be mafkir that? So you should be able to. A Motzi Shemra shouldn't be obligated to keep this wife or take the wife back. Because he was Shavin Avshich Lichat Yisur before the Shibud was Chal. But Beis Yankif is tining, there's a Shibud. The Shibud only came afterwards. Before the Shibud was Chal, he's already, when he still had the opportunity that he could have divorced her, he was already, he already answered her to him. But based on what we said, the Beis Yankif is correct. Because even when he said that he didn't find Besulin, nevertheless, he brings Adam, and the Adam were busted. So now is the Shibud of Losi Elisha. And she's no longer Asura. So it's not like Adam. Adam are believed, Adam are the beliefs. What happens to Shas Maisa, Shas Maisa? But Bechatichat Yisura, we're done Kol Shah. And if now he's Meshubad, so he no longer has Nemanus. Sechanan Bishas Maisa, when he said she was Mizane, he was believed, Shabin Ashchatichat Yisura. But now Vaiter, when his Edom are busted, now he has Velosi Elisha, and again we reevaluate this Shabin Ashchatichat Yisura every second anew. And now that the new Edom came, and they busted his Edom, they made him Edom Zayman, and now there's Din of Losi Elisha, now he's Meshubad. So he no longer has the power to Shavi Nashach Hatichat Yisura. Ve'advorim me'irim be'or yekorois, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaye. Now, the Sha'arei Chaim in Kiddushin, Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal, Simon Lama Gimel explains that the Ran says, in the name of Acherim, there's no din of Chatichat Yisura. She's Meshuabedes, that's only Bedin Shavya Nafshe. In other words, when she's coming to make herself a Chatichat Sisser, she can't do that if she's Meshuabedes. Since she's Meshuabedes, she doesn't have Bailus on herself, and she has no Koyach to answer herself unto him. Mashenkein, the din of Shavya Anafshe Chatichat Yisura, in other words, the din of Ne'amonis, that a person has on himself, that this chaticha is asur to him, that doesn't matter that he's meshubah to others. So hopefully, if we haven't discussed it in the past, hopefully we'll talk about that in the future, we'll explain why. That's the chilik that Rabbeinu made. And he explains there why, that when it comes to Shavya Nafshe, when you make yourself chaticha tzisser, so you can't do that if you're meshubah. But if you make someone else a chatichat zisser, that you can do if you're meshubit. Din ne'amanas al atzma, this chatichat zisser, doesn't matter that you're meshubit to others, that you have the power to do. And for this reason, even if we say that he is able to divorce her, is not effective to be mafkia. His shibud, because sof, ke'es hi tachtav, v'hu meshubad la, but right now he's meshubater. So in other words, even if you say that the fact that he can divorce her is not mafkia, the fact that he's, before we said it is, but you say the fact that he can divorce her is not mafkia the shibud, because right now she's tachtav and he's meshubad to her. However, he's still believed to say Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, because he's Naaman mitzad Shavya Nafshe, which is Shaykhim when he's Meshubit. So he can say Pesach Pesuach Matzasi because in Achinami he can't make himself Aser, but he can make the Chaticha Aser, he can make her Aser. He's saying that she's a surah to him. And that you can do even if you're meshubit. And there Rabbeinu explained the reason why when she says, Tumeani lecha, she's not ne'amenes to aser, al kol panim mitzadin shavya nafshi, making him aser to her. Herself aser we get, because she's meshuabedus, so she has no power to do that. What about making him usher to her? So there he explains why she's not believed to do that. So according to this, it would appear that the two terutzim of the Beis Yankif need each other. We gave two terutzim why, in the case of a Motzi Shemra, if he's a Kohen, he has to take her back. She's still tachtav, he has to keep her, and if he divorces her, he has to take her back, and he gets malchus for divorcing her. So the first teretz we saw was that he has an essay derech aloisesei. Because his essay of lotzi alisha is derech is loisesei of being with this forbidden woman. And we said her, there's no iser b'chlal. That was the first teretz. And the second teretz is that normally you could say Pesach Pesuch because even though you're Meshubit, because he could divorce her, but here he can't divorce her. So since here he can't divorce her, he's Meshubit, so we don't accept his Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. We don't accept his Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisura. Because he's Meshubit and you can't say he can get out of the Shibud and divorce her because he can't. That was the second Teretz. So these two Teruts and the Beis Yankif need each other. Why? Because that he was Metaritz, that she's Muteres, like. Because of Esei Deicha Loisesei. Because he can only answer her to himself. But not to her. As far as he's concerned, then he has an Esei Deicha Loisesei, but she doesn't have any Esser involved. That's only miyashev, that she's not asura mitzad din shavi an nafshei chatichat isura. Because mitzad this din, there's no isur at all. She has no isur. And his isur, shavi an nafshei, he made her asur, that's nitcha ide his essay. So that explains beautifully why midin shavi an nafshei chatichat isur, making her asur, doesn't apply. Still, yesh ladun, that the Yisr should be chal, and there shouldn't be malchus if a kohen divorces this woman who is Motzi Shemran. The Yisr should be chal, and her midin shavi and nafshei chatichat isur, because he's making himself a chatichat isur l'chol ha'olam. So she has no mitzvah saseh, and he's making himself a chatichat isur. That's not shver because he's meshubater. Like the Beis Yankov writes, he has no right to divorce her because he has the mitzvah of losi aliyisha. Or like we said, that he can divorce her. Isn't mafkia the fact that he's meshubater? See, he's meshubater. Ve'enu bailam lesser as atzmo alea. See, he has no bailas to answer himself to her. Because he's meshubater. However, this reason only works for Shavya Nafshe. So he can't make himself Aser to her because he's Meshubit. But there's still the din of Shavya and Nafshe. He can make her Aser. And that applies even when he's Meshubit to her. So, but for that we have his essays, Doiches Lois Essay. Because it's only on him. It's not on her. So it's Gevaldik. Both, you need both Terutzim. As far as Shavi Anafshe making her Aser, that he can do even if he's Meshubit. But it doesn't matter because his essay is Doicha, is Doicha his license. She has no Iser. And as far as making himself Aser to her, that he can't do because he's Meshubit. That was the other teretz of the Beis Yankov, that he can't make himself usher to her because he's meshubit, and he has no right to divorce her. So he's meshubiter. So as far as shavi an nafshe making her usher, there we have the essay. His essay is doicha his lois essay. So he can't say she's usher to me, and by making himself usher, he can't say because. What about Shavi and Navshe? He's making himself asur to her. That he can't do because he's Meshubit. And Shavi and Navshe, which applies even when he's Meshubit, doesn't work because that's the Techa Lysisay. So you need both Terutzim. Advar Me'irim Bo'or Yekarois, and hopefully we will keep delving into this amazing sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.